you've asked somebody to do something and they're not doing it the way that you told them, you might say, well, you're not doing what you
were told.
Okay. Okay, if you're talking, if you saw a boy getting a whipping, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Do you use the word ought much? I bet you he's doing something he oughtn't do.
I hear it, but I don't use it.
Don't use it much. Okay. If you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
will not do it.
Or maybe I won't do that.
Won't do it sometimes. I use both.
Okay. What about if you're doing some hard work all by yourself and there's a friend of yours just standing around, not doing a thing, just watching you? You might turn around and do him, say what?
Say, well, why don't you give us a helping hand?
Okay. Or that you might have helped us, you know. Okay. Talking about the possibility of being able to do something, if somebody asks you to do something for them, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
think I can, or
I
might try.
People around here say, Mike could, I might could do that.
Yes, I hear that quite often.
Okay. What do you call this type of bird that is able to see in the dark? That's a what?
An owl.
Are there different types around here?
Yes. They have what we call the old hoot owl and then the screech owl.
Is there a difference in size?
Yes, the little screech owl, which is really a barn owl. He's probably about 1/5 the size of the old hoot owl.
Okay. What do you call that type of bird that's able to drill holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
You ever heard people call a woodpecker anything else?
I've heard them call hammerheads and stuff like that.
Have you ever heard people say peckerwood?
Yes, I've heard it, but
who would be likely to say that?
I find that would probably be younger people.
Younger people?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yes.
What is that supposed to mean?
I guess he looked like a woodpecker. Or act like one or something.
Does it mean possibly he's a little bit stupid or does strange things or?
Does odd things probably.
Okay. What about that animal that's black, has a white stripe down its back, really gives off a strong smell if you mess with him?
The skunk? No, I don't mess with him.
Have you ever known anybody who tangled up with one?
Not intentionally.
Yeah. Gives off. Have you ever smelled that?
Yes, I have.
Pretty bad, huh?
It is.
Have you ever heard a skunk call anything else?
Polecat.
Polecat.
Well, polecat is a cat of his own, though. There's a difference in a skunk and a polecat.
Is a cat?
Still a polecat. What is known as polecat around here, known as what the book calls a silly cat. They're usually spotted and not black.
Do they give off that odor?
Same odor.
Okay. What do you call the kinds of animals that might come in and raid hen roosts?
Fox. Even a possum will do it, and a skunk is known to do it too.
Is there any one word that you could use to refer to all those animals together? You might say, I'm going to get me a gun and go out and take care of those.
Well, they're predatory animals.
Yeah.
Pest.
Have you ever heard people say varmints?
Or varmints, I've seen that, heard that used.
All right. What do you call these little bushy-tailed animals that run around in trees?
Squirrel.
Are there different types around here?
Oh, yes. Gray squirrel. Fox squirrel.
What color is a fox squirrel?
Oh, they vary in color. Some of them are grayish, reddish-looking. Some of them are solid black. Some of them have black with white. And they are large squirrel.